Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Plaza in the greasy garage studio, a guy with a wrench in one hand and a microphone in the other, here's Mark Evans.
Woo, the track temperature is getting hot here. Yeah. It's kind of like NASCAR or drag racing. We always got to get the temperature gun out and verify what the track temperature is. And we are really up there now. That's good. Microphone temperature is about 115 degrees. Looks like my Dodge Viper, my favorite seat that we've got here in the greasy garage. Love it. Feels good. Dodge Viper. Oh, yeah. It bites me where it needs to bite me, if you know what I mean. Oh, yeah. 98 degrees. Oh, I'm a little cool down there. Okay, welcome to Auto World. I'm your host, Mark Evans. We're in the third hour this week here on Auto World. Appreciate you coming along for the ride. Absolutely. Hop in, fasten the seatbelts, roll up that window because the air conditioner is working. And soon before you know it, we're going to be making sure that the heat is on and no leaky radiator. Or, well, who wants a leaky heater core, huh? That antifreeze is laying down there on that passenger floor mat, giving you the smell. Don't get sick, please. To get it fixed. Get that heater core fixed. Oh, yeah, I know you've been quoted quite a few dollars to get the bad boy fixed. But, oh, you're thinking about selling the car, trading off because the heater core's leaking, huh? Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. So you bypass the heater core, huh? Okay. All right. So, with that stated, the heater core is basically the trash can of your cooling system, folks. All of the debris, all the sewage, all the, you say you never have actually flushed or cleaned your coolant system out? Okay, well that means you've got a lot of sewage, goo, because antifreeze is not only a coolant, but it's also a oil. Yep, it lubricates the water pump bearing. It's one thing that it lubricates. But all the sewage goes into your heater core, and it's like a waste dump right there. Big trash can. That's why it rots out. And then you got that problem with the antifreeze. It rots out. It's a little miniature radiator. It's got fins on it. It looks like a radiator, but it's just real small. It's sitting in the plastic box that's sealed up underneath the glove box, and then all of a sudden, drip, 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 and you've got that on your floor. Floor mat, that is. Get it fixed so you don't get sick. I don't want you smelling antifreeze all day long. Okay? Don't bypass it. Don't bypass it. You know, that's the worst thing that you want to tell an officer when you bump into me in the wintertime because you've got fog on the inside and frost on the outside of the windshield and you bump into me and I can't even see you in the driver's seat and you tell the officer that, oh yeah, he stopped too soon and that's why I couldn't stop and that's why I hit him. Not. And, oh, I can just see you telling the officer, oh, my heater core doesn't work and that's why the windshield's all frosted up. The officer's going to look at you and say, here's your nice little receipt called a ticket. Today here on Auto World, we're going to reveal of the new pony. Oh, yeah. With a drift brake? Oh, yeah. The seventh generation Stang is here. Wow. A 2024. We're going to talk a little bit about that. And we're going into the email bag. Absolutely. I'm a little bit behind there. We're going to read your emails to help you with your car questions and your concerns and the overall, the whole entire. I don't really know what the email, I don't know, Eddie the engine emailer, he's in the house, and he's got that email bag, and they go through there. I don't, it's a surprise to me when I pull it out. I want it that way, I want you to stump the chump, I'm the chump, I'm going to pull it out, I have no idea what that email is going to be about, and that's what makes it fun here. For me, it's a challenge. I don't know what you're going to need help with, etc. And I'm not saying I don't know hardly anything. I mean, 45 plus years of doing this, I've just barely started. I still, every day, get a call or an email from someone, you, our listeners, our great Auto World listeners, and of course my 45 years of clientele that I have in the Boise, Idaho area. That's where we're broadcasting from. That's where I've been since 1968. Started very, very young. Still have that first car at the age of 13. Yeah. And, you know, yeah, I've got to bite my tongue a lot when I talk to young kids, and they say that they're 21 years old and they haven't bought a house yet. They haven't even bought a car yet. I bite my tongue. Times have changed. I mean, it really has. So, by the way, I'm going to tell you that I try to help as much as I can, not only behind the silver microphone on the weekends, through the week. A lot of our great Auto World affiliate stations take Auto World at different time slots and different days, and I thank you, appreciate it. And if you're listening on those different time slots and you're calling the number that I'm going to say right now, 855-660-4261, that's for all of you folks listening. Call in at any one point in time, and I'd love to hear from you concerning school bus stories. Also, we're going to have some school bus history. But please, if you've got a story about your school bus friend that you still have in life, and you've gone with that school bus friend all your life, a good friend, your stories about how bad it was on the school bus, meaning that you got, you know, the spit wad stories. Oh, yeah, I got an email here. I'm not going to share it. He asked me not to share it, but it's about a spit wad story on the bus and bullying and all that. And like I said, good or bad, I want to hear from you. So if you're listening to us on a station that's a delayed station and a different day, different hour and all that, and I ask you to call me and you don't get an answer, this is why. So always remember that you can always get in touch with me through the email, autoworldradio@yahoo.com, and then through Facebook also. I got Facebook, which is my name, Mark Evans, Auto World Radio Facebook page, and then you can also message me through that. Instagram is good too, which is the address is Auto World Media. Okay, with all that said, let's go into the email bag right off the bat. Yeah! Oh, there's one. I can't read it. Let me get another one. Crumbling all the emails up. Eddie, I got too many in there to take care of. He says, yeah, you better get busy. I am. Okay, let's do it. Email. I've got one here. Yes, and I can read it live on the air. If you do not want me to read your email live on the air, just say that, and I will not. But I still will help you. So this one I can read. So let's do it. I'm a longtime listener, Mark, first-time emailer. Well, congratulations. Good to have you here. You can read my email on here if you think it can help others. Well, thank you for saying that, and we are. Appreciate it. I drive a worn-out Chevy Trailblazer. She has almost 200,000 miles. I keep getting a misfire code on cylinder 6. I purchased a scanner and keep erasing the fault code myself. I did replace the spark plug and coil in that cylinder. When I pulled the spark plug out, it had oil on the outside of it. Could this be my problem? Why does it keep getting? Is this why I keep getting an engine light on? And what needs to be repaired? ? Great show, Auto World, Mark. Chase in Missouri. Ooh. And he says, I'm listening to you on KWPM 105.1 FM. Well, let's do a shout-out. Let's do a shout-out to our great Auto World affiliate there in Missouri, one of the Auto World affiliates. And that would be, oh, there's our shout-out horn. Thank you, Bentley Bryan, filling in for Axelrod Alex. KWPM 105.1 FM. Yes. Oh, my goodness. West Plains, Missouri, Brandsville. Am I seeing that? Yeah, absolutely. West Plains, Missouri and Brandsville, Missouri. Appreciate it. Absolutely, Chase. Thanks for bringing us in. And they are taking Auto World Saturday and Sunday. Awesome. Thank you. Appreciate it. Love helping. More the merrier. More the merrier when it comes to getting right down to having fun with Auto World and helping folks. And Sean, Chase in Missouri, thank you. And you've got, first off, a great vehicle there. They do go 200,000 miles, as you are witness to that. They go past that. But here's what's going on. That oil on your spark plug is the valve cover is a gasket that it's an inline six cylinders straight in a row. You got a valve cover on the top, and then, as you know, Chase, because you replace the spark plug and coil, it goes up down through the top of the valve cover. When you pull that coil off, it has the rubber boot on that coil, and that's probably got oil on it too. So we're going to take a little short break, Chase. When we come back, I'm going to go a little bit deeper into this, because you're not the only one that has this same problem. And it doesn't have to be a Chevy Trailblazer also. There's other models that have this. Yep. So we're going to come back, help Chase, and help you right here on Auto World. From the Auto World Plaza, I'm Mark Evans. Great to have you along.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Let the good times roll. Let me rock you and ground.
Oh, yeah, pedal to the metal. It doesn't matter if it's ICE, internal combustion engine, or EV, electric, or propane, or even, well, natural gas. Just put the pedal to the metal and enjoy the good times rolling. Good to have you back. Hello, school bus history. Start this segment off with. What color was the first school bus? Yellow. Yes, initially, the national school bus was chrome. Yes, it was a lead chromated yellow is what they called it. It was an original paint. But in the United States, General Service Administration, GSA, now calls the color National School Bus Glossy Yellow, or color 13432 in the federal standard F595A color correction that GCA uses for government. Okay, so with that said, what color were the school buses before they were yellow? Well, a matter of safety, federal law in the United States requires that in addition to flashing lights and safety devices on the school buses, it must be painted school bus yellow. Before the standard school bus was yellow color was developed, school buses were pure yellow, closer to the color of a lemon. Huh. Didn't know that. A lemon would be a lighter yellow. Again, a little fresh reminder here in Auto World, folks. We have kids out there. We have grandkids out there. We have friends' kids. We have relatives' kids. We have neighbors' kids. We have kids riding school buses. Pete, please. No passing on the left. Just sit back. Leave a little early. You know you got to go through the school zone. Just chill out. We want our kids to arrive safely. Besides that, salute the bus driver. Literally salute the bus driver when you drive by and give him a smile. And I do salute all of you bus drivers that are listening. Thank you. What a hard job. Whew. Okay, let's go back to West Plains, Missouri. We got Chase. He's emailed Auto World here and myself. And he's a long time listener, but first time emailer. And that's the way to do it, Chase. And thank you. You don't have to be bashful here. Absolutely. I want to help. And you're going to be helping a lot of people here with this engine light code on, and that you're saying you've got a Chevy Trailblazer, 200,000 plus miles on it. Getting the same miscode reading on cylinder 6. You've replaced the spark plug in the coil, but you've said here on your email that the spark plug has got oil on it. So with that, here's what's going on, Chase. You've got to get the oil leak fixed. If oil gets down into the cylinder, now these spark plugs on that straight 6, that 6 cylinders of straight 6, you've got a valve cover on the very, very top, and as you know, the coils then are evenly spaced. Those are the coils that are giving the spark plugs fire. When you disconnect and pull that coil out, it's got the rubber boot on it that comes with a new coil. It's soaked with oil, Chase. I guarantee if you said the spark plug's got oil on it. So that's why you replace the coil like you state here in your email. So what we've got to do here, Chase, is you've got to take the valve cover off. You've got to stop the oil from going down into the spark plug cylinder hole because that's what's causing this misfire. It's soaking that spark plug boot up. The coil's not. It's going to cause a misfire or a grounding. It's going to basically ground the coil's going to be grounded out too many times, causing that fire. You probably even notice a miss in that engine because that's what this will cause. So what you have to do is take the valve cover off, buy a valve cover gasket, and what that is it's got just a rubber O-ring that's got a termite channel that's ground into the aluminum valve cover, and then you get an ice pick and just pull that rubber valve cover gasket out of there and put the new one in, push it right on in there. You'll like that. No silicone needed. No silicone on this job. But then when you do turn that valve cover over, Chase, you're going to find out that where those spark plug holes are in the valve cover, there's actually tube rings right there, seals, and you've got a Felpro is the brand I want you to buy that comes with those spark plug grommets is what they're called. Pull those out of there and pop the new ones in, pound them in, be very careful, put those new grommets in there with the new valve cover O-ring gasket, and put the valve cover back on there, and you just stop the oil from leaking down into the cylinder And after 200,000 miles, see, that rubber gets really, really, really hard from the engine getting hot, cold, hot, cold, hot, cold many, many times in 200,000 miles, causing that seal to get really, really, really hard. And that's why they can't, they're not firm to hold the oil. Just keep the oil upstairs. So got to keep the oil upstairs so it doesn't get downstairs in that spark plug hole. And that's how you do it, Chase. Do that, and if that sounds more mechanic Largan jargon hard for you, no problem. Hire it done. Please do. Hire it done. Just call the shop, independent repair shop. Say, hey, do you guys do a valve cover, spark plug grommets, and valve cover gaskets on the inline six-cylinder, the I-6? There you go. Chase, thanks. I appreciate it from in Missouri, listening to us on KWPM 105.1 FM, Saturday and Sunday. Thank you. Appreciate it. West Plains, Missouri. Send me an email address back there through email, Chase, of where I can send you a little gift packet here from our sponsors. And that is, our email address is autoworldradio@yahoo.com. AutoWorldRadio@yahoo.com. And don't forget Facebook, folks. My name is Mark Evans, as you know, sitting behind a silver microphone. You'll see me there on GCNLive.com. And always remember GCNLive.com. Just look for AutoWorld there, and you can always tune in there at any one point in time. For great AutoWorld affiliates, don't take all 3 hours. That's how you do that. Now, it's time. I've got a picture, actually, up there on AutoWorld Radio of some motorcycles that have no engines. Huh? What's that all about? Well, that's right. What company, why, how come? What are they doing? There are electric motorcycles coming your way. Well, they're striving to realize carbon neutral. Yep. Not only are we talking about EV cars and EV semis today, but EV, you know, trucks, but now motorcycles. Motorcycle products that are going to be carbon neutral during the 2040s. Primary focus is company's environmental strategies for motorcycle business. They're going to change it up. Who is it? Honda. Honda will accelerate electrification of its motorcycle models while also continuing to advance internal combustion engines. Yes, Honda, my friends. Yep. Folks, Honda plans to introduce 10 or more electric motorcycle models globally by 2025 and aims to increase the annual sales of electric models to 1 million units within the next 5 years and 3.5 million units by 2030. As the world's largest motorcycle manufacturer, Honda will continue to lead the industry, they state. Yes, to get carbon neutral on motorcycles. Honda's got a lot of toys out there. ATVs, I own. Oh, razors. Honda lawnmowers. One pull, they start. 10 electric motorcycles. We're taking a short break. We'll come right back. It's time to unleash the ponies.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
USA Radio News.
Hurricane Fiona landed in southwestern Puerto Rico at 3:20 p.m. Eastern Time Sunday, according to the National Hurricane Center. The entire island is without electricity, President Biden approving an emergency declaration for the U.S. territory Sunday morning. Some 500 world leaders in London ahead of the state funeral for Queen Elizabeth II on Monday. Officials are asking people to stay at home to avoid disappointment as they begin to wind down the queue of people waiting to see the Queen lying in state at Westminster Hall. A moment of silence was observed across Britain Sunday night. There are calls for an international tribunal to happen after the discovery of mass graves in a town that was liberated by Ukrainian troops in the Kharkiv region. President Volodymyr Zelensky says 59 bodies have been exhumed so far. The Woman King tops the weekend box office, taking in $19 million. Barbarian, Pearl, See How They Run, and Bullet Train round out the top five. I'm Kenneth Burns, USA Radio News.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Hi, I'm your host, Smokey Colbert, filling in for Smokey, because after 75 years of...
Only you can prevent wildfires.
Turns out there's much more to say. Nearly 90% of wildfires are caused by us humans being careless, dumping our used barbecue coals willy-nilly. Guess the song was wrong. We did start the fire. That's why I respect Mother Nature and her trees, whether coniferous or new car scented. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
I need some extra money. Do I qualify for the Earned Income Tax Credit?
Use the EITC Assistant tool. With just a little information, this tool helps you calculate eligibility with ease and accuracy, get an estimate of how much credit you qualify for, and get a printout of your results before you prepare your return or visit your tax preparer. To use the EITC Assistant tool and see if you're eligible to claim a credit, visit irs.gov/EITC.
You're free. Go. Pedal to the metal.
Oh, yeah.
Yes, it's the release of the ponies. They're pony and ponies. They're back. The Ford Mustang. The Stang. The official reveal happened this last week. The 2024 Ford Mustang, my friends. Yes, it features a V8 engine and a drift brake. What in... What? Huh? Oh, yeah. At long at last, the sports car... Well, all of us fans of the Mustang can finally rejoice with the official reveal of the all-new 2024 Ford Mustang. The automaker intended on making the seventh generation of the pony car the most exciting irritation... this irritates me. Yet, and following its debut, they did a stampede in Detroit, Michigan. Yes, North American Auto Show, better known as the Detroit Show. What's this stampede all about? Well, it's quite interesting. I actually had some of my great friends on Facebook, and you folks can also see that. Autumn was one of them, but they decided to bring in some of the people that have older Ford Mustangs and call it a stampede. So they did. Car enthusiasts that own their own Mustangs were asked to come up on stage with their car, like the, her name is the 1320 chick, Joanna. Yeah, she talked under the microphone, having herself on the main stage, new, all new. This is first time ever. Usually when they debut cars, they only have the president, vice presidents, the designers. But now they have the people that are that have the passion and have their own Mustangs, race cars, Mustangs, etc. And that's what they called the Stampede. Well, it gets right down to it. And then they did an interview with these folks, absolutely, about how they liked their Mustang and what they thought, of course, about the new 2024 Ford Mustang. Yeah. And I think it's an awesome, awesome thing. It absolutely is. The seventh generation 2024 Mustang. A lot of stuff involved. Yeah. What did they do? What's this drift brake all about? Have you ever drifted a car? You know what that is, don't you? Well, when you drift a car, what you're doing is you're basically trying to, slide it sideways. So it has you lock the front brakes up, and then you spin the back tires, causing it to slide over and drift as if you're on ice or winter time, snow and ice. Here's a couple more features. The driver's seat was inspired by a fighter jet to create a sense of comfort and control with two large customized digital displays. That's right. Now, they're going to have two engines. We could talk for about 16 days on this, but there's a lot of information on it. I'm just going to highlight some of the few things. Two new engines, Ford's most powerful 5.0 liter, the Coyote V8 engine, and a 2.3 liter EcoBoost engine available in manual and automatic. A remote rev feature that allows the user to rev their engine remotely using a key fob. So when you're at a car show and you're not sitting in your car, why not let everybody know where you're at? Well, let your car know where you're at by revving it up on the key fob. Now, I'd really like to know the science behind that, because I hope to heck that, in fact, that the electronics of this, because your throttle is controlled by electronics. No more manual cable like the old cars. No more return springs on that accelerator. Like my Dodge Coronet, they designed that so if the return spring to bring it back down to the idle state, well, if the spring broke, it would go full throttle. Oops. So, you got that remote rev feature. Electronic drift brake that is user-friendly for the novices out there like me and, of course, pros. And it causes you to slide that bad boy sideways if you'd like on dry pavement. A wide selection of design options for EcoBoost, the GT models, along with a library of factory-backed accessories to promote, your individual self-expression. Yep, the North American International Auto Show right there. The Detroit Show out of Motor City. 2024 Ford Stang. Mustang, that is. Are you looking to buy now? Yep. Now, 1964 and a half Ford Mustang when they first brought it out. Then they did a convertible, and it's gone through the years. We don't have enough time here in Auto World to talk about all the models and makes and all that, but they did on that Stampede. They did bring up, there was an owner, he and his wife, they did drive their Mustang, a Mustang 2. Oh, boy, was that a mistake, huh? Yeah, well, they've got, Ford had their ways of trying to destroy a model, but they never did. As you can hear, the Mustangs are back. Yep. And back in the day, 1964 and a half, it was known as the secretary car, the Ford Mustang. It was just one of the nicknames that they had. But overall, it's all about the... Yeah, how many ponies are under the hood, or how much horsepower you got? That's what it matters right there, All of you that comment on my Facebook page, Mark Evans, thank you. I appreciate a lot of you are commenting about, looks a little bit Camaro-ish. Like they might have copied the Camaro a little bit. So go over and take a look. Have fun, and you can head over to our Facebook page, Mark Evans, or Auto World Radio Facebook page. I welcome you to head on over and Facebook friend me if you'd like, and you can also Facebook message me, absolutely. I do look forward to that. A little trivia right off the bat, talking about different types of fuel. Well, back in 1993, a new power plant owned by Texaco in California uses old automobile tires as fuel. The plant uses a form of energy production called gasification, which turns solid fuel tires into a gas. Yeah, I never thought about that. You know how many rubber tires there are on the road today? Yes, they've changed. The tires have changed, but there's a lot of rubber out there that's getting... Well, I've got a pile at all times at the shop constantly because we do mount and sell tires and balance them and et cetera, and special tools to do that, special digital type machines. But we have to charge you for, the discarding of the old tires. Where do they go? Well, that's just one place that they go. Texaco, thank you for burning those tires. Well, making them into energy. And they're, by the way, I heard they don't pollute that much when they're burning them. Good. Let's go to the email bag before the garage door closes on the third hour. Let's do it. There's one. Oh, I got one. Good. Email. We got, by the way, shout out to all of you that's emailed. If you didn't hear from me, we're going to get with you this week. And I'll have all of you caught up and fixed by Wednesday. And with that, there's no cost, folks, that you, consultants with me, please do. Just email me, autoworldradio@yahoo.com, and I'll help you absolutely with what's going on with your automobile in the shop or before you take it to the shop or even buying and selling a car. When you do that, buying and selling a car, it's pretty easy to do. And a lot of you are saying, no, it's not. It's very hard. It gives me a headache. The wife gets all stressed out, et cetera. The significant other gets all stressed out. We're going to come take a little short break. We're going to come back, and I'm going to give you a couple, two, three tips on how to get a new car, new to you, the easiest way. And we're going to read this email from down at North Tahoe. Yeah. Listening to us on our Reno affiliate. We'll be right back.
For listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Do you experience fatigue when you know you should have energy? One reason fatigue can occur is due to a lack of antioxidants in the body. This deficiency happens the older we get, or due to eating an unhealthy diet, or even due to exercise. Your body's number one antioxidant is glutathione. When your cells are depleted of glutathione, you will be fatigued, inflamed, possibly depressed, and may also feel pain. Empirical results indicate that consuming green metal whey protein powder is the most effective means of increasing glutathione production. Green metal whey supplies nature's richest source of the precursor to making glutathione within the trillions of cells of your body. This protein strongly supports the cell's ability to make glutathione. Add to this that green metal whey also supports immunity, energy, lean muscle development, fat loss, and has anti-cancer properties, and you have nature's most complete and strongest superfood. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net. Or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late. In 17 years, Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Did you get a call or message that mentioned Social Security that made you feel threatened or scared? That is not the Social Security Administration. Social Security will not threaten you, press you for personal information, or demand instant payment. Social Security does not accept payments by gift card, prepaid debit card, internet currency, or by mailing cash. Criminals use these forms of payment because they are hard to trace. Don't fall for it. Hang up, ignore them. Report this criminal activity to oig.ssa.gov.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
GCN's policy is open forum, avoiding censorship. Defense costs for words spoken outside of our control supersede the ability to deliver voices to this important talk platform. The First Amendment is the foundation of our core values. Cancel culture is silencing voices regardless of perspective. Freedom to speak is in the balance. Support the legitimacy of speech itself. Consider donating to SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com.
Well, I ask an old truck driver about life out on the road, if he does a lot of singing when he's bringing in his load. There's a pretty waitress crying for him every 100 miles. If he gets a lot of loving, if he has a lot of smiles. And I ask him if those trucking songs tell about a life like his. He said, if you want to know the truth about it, here's the way it is. All I do is drive, 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 try to stay alive.
Well, I put fuel in it. I drive and then I put fuel in it. Then I drive it and then I put fuel in it. Then I drive it and I put fuel in it. Or you folks that have electric cars, you drive and plug it in, drive and plug in, drive and plug in. Okay, before we go to our email here, we've got Justin down there in North Tahoe. Awesome. Nevada, that is, I believe. Yes. I want to kind of do this out, this news out, that talk about EVs, of course. Well, Ford, yep, time to upgrade dealers is what Ford's saying. Ford is requiring dealers to plug into new rules. And this is an effort to streamline a practice that has, well, long upset consumers. Ford Motor Company announced the new guidelines for the United States dealers wishing to sell its electric vehicles. These guidelines require no haggle prices and upfront investments in electric vehicle chargers. The moves are hardly surprising. Yep, dealers have heard rumors of the pending changes for months, with Ford Chief Executive Officer Jim Farley talking of having its dealers handle sales entirely online rather than maintaining a lot full of cars. Well, they're doing it. The Dearborn-based automaker Motor City, yep, is they're telling dealers to upgrade their stores to the tune of $1.2 million each, including setting up EV chargers at their dealerships, Ford dealerships, that is. The regulations also prohibit selected dealers from maintaining vehicle inventories and require them to display non-negotiable prices on Ford's website. Why, this is all by 2024. Dealers selling EVs must participate in the program or risk losing the chance to do so. So your local Ford dealer is getting basically forced to spend $1.2 million. And I really do believe in certain areas that it's going to be more than $1.2 million. I guess it's just another loan. Yeah, it's just another mark the other cars up enough to make the payment to get that $1.2 million covered. But my point is, they're making them do it, and that means that they're making the EVs come our way under the Ford dealerships, in the Ford dealerships. Okay, let's get to this email. Mark, help! I'm calling this the blinker that won't turn off. Okay. Driving around a 1995 Jeep Wrangler that the stupid blinker turn signal will not turn off. It's stuck in going right mode. Blank, 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 blank. I've tried moving the arm until I'm ready to break it off. Mark, what is wrong with this stupid turn signal? And can I fix it myself? Thanks for all you do here on Auto World. Justin, listening in North Tahoe on KNNR. Woo! Let's do a shout-out on our great Auto World affiliates. That is KNNR AM 1400, Sparks, Sun Valley, Carson City, Reno, Nevada, and, of course, now North Tahoe. Absolutely North. Probably get us in South Tahoe, too, on the daytime tower. Absolutely. Thank you. KNNR, AM 1400, thank you, Justin, for listening and tuning in. And you're absolutely right. What a pain when you're just constantly, do you have a lot of people honking at you, telling you to stop going right when you're not going right? Are you sticking your arm out, Justin, out of the Jeep Wrangler to go to the left? Because remember back in the day, before we had blinkers, we had to use our arm. What is it? I think we stick our arm out the window and make a 90-degree arm motion, and that tells them that we're going right. Well, Justin, you don't need to because you're going right all the time. Take a sledgehammer and break the lever off first off, and then I want you to go over on the right-hand side, and I want you to take the other bigger sledgehammer and just beat the living daylights out of the front fender until the blinker doesn't work. No, don't do any of that. Simple fix, Justin. You need a turn signal switch. Turn signal switch. You must take the steering wheel off, which is a chore if you don't have a steering wheel puller. But you take the steering wheel off, you need a turn signal switch. Those stupid turn signal switches, you call them, are made out of plastic, and the little plastic tab ears are broken there. Guarantee it, the little ears that make it turn off automatically, too. Come around to a center point. When the steering wheel spins around it, this male tab then clicks another male tab, making it go click, and that is broke, causing it to be stuck. You got a piece of plastic stuck on the right side, basically on the lower part of that turn signal switch. So you buy a turn signal switch. It's a complete unit. It has the plastic. It's pretty complicated. There's a lot of wires hooked to it because you probably have a wiper switch on that same arm, don't you? Oh, yeah, I can see you nodding your head. That's right. It's a turnstile, too. So for blinkers, you got to go up and down. Then for wipers, you got to turn it, I think, towards the dash, and you need to bring it back. You got intermittent wipers on that probably more than likely, too. That's all. There's a lot of wires, Justin, that go down and feed down through the steering column all the way to the bottom. If you follow that down, you'll see it. You'll see the plug, and you just unplug it. And try to fish that up through that steering column, would you, Justin? Not. Cut it off. Cut the big plastic bulk end off. Because it's color-coded, by the way. And the new turn signal switch will already have the plug-in on it. No cutting needed. Then you want to fish that thing down through the steering column. And good luck with that. It's a pain in the you-know-what. Take two aspirins before you start. But that's what's wrong. You need a turn signal switch, and that'll keep you going right or left whenever you decide you want to grab that steering, that blinker switch, and go up or down with it. Justin, thanks for emailing. I appreciate it. And I appreciate you. Beautiful. I'm talking about, I'm in North Tahoe right now, just picturing the pine trees and the lake and the smell is just radio smell. I love it. Oh, the radio smell of pine trees is the best. Can you smell it, folks? Thank you, Justin. We're all down at North Tahoe right now. Man. And, Justin, I might have to just slip down there with my snowmobile. Look you up. Go snowmobiling. Because you folks get some snow down there, don't you? Got to go over the Truckee Pass out of Boise, though, I believe, to get over to you. But that's all right. I like those all-wheel drive cars. Yeah. So anyway, Justin, if you would send me back an address through email, autoworldradio@yahoo.com, and we'll send you a little North Tahoe gift package out. Absolutely. And say hi to your neighbors for me, if you would. I know one of the neighbors down there is Aaron Hager. He's got quite a few bears. He's got videos he sends me all the time. Bears knocking his door and walking around. So, but yeah. And if Aaron, if you're listening, hello. Stay in your house, Aaron, if those bears are out there. A lot of black bears in his neighborhood. Ooh. Well, that's what happens when you're in the pine trees and you're basically having fun with the... He's got a great little shop, too. I think it's called the Rat Rod Runners or something like that. Anyway, hey, looks like thanks, Justin. Appreciate it. Looks like the garage door is going down on the third hour and on this week. Appreciate all of you being here every week with me. Remember the podcast? Just Google Auto World Radio Mark Evans.
And now it's time for A Word with Mark.
Yes, this week the word is pony. Do you have all the ponies you need under the hood and under your hood? Not only ponies in your car, but in life. Friends, eat healthy. Exercise those wheels. And change those shoes on that pony to keep that back in shape. No need to be going to the chiropractor. Keep your ponies ponying, and we'll see you, all of you, back here next week.
Time to say goodbye to Mark and all his kin. They would like to thank you folks for kindly dropping in. You're all invited back next week to this locality to have a heaping helping of their hospitality. Hillbilly, that is. Sabbath bell. Take your shoes off. Y'all come back now. Here.
Chin.
My name is Stephen Huer. In 1976, when I was 15 years of age, I was poisoned from two mercury dental fillings. The mercury came off these fillings in such high amounts that I went from having excellent health to having chronic constipation and candida overgrowth. I could barely eat any food for 4 years, which resulted in adrenal exhaustion by the age of 20. Despite years of diet experimentation, juice fasting, and intestinal cleansing, it was not until I took certain prescription sulfur amino acids that I healed my eliminatory function and eliminated my candida overgrowth. Later, it was not until I began to consume Green Meadow Whey that I eliminated my mercury burden 100%. Had Green Meadow Whey existed in 1976, I could have healed my gut and body decades earlier. Green Meadow Whey supplies a very high concentration of the sulfur amino acids needed to fuel glutathione production. Glutathione removes mercury and virtually all other toxins from the body. Set your body free from the burden of heavy metals and environmental toxins with Green Meadow Whey. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net or call 888-988-3325.
Americans have the most colorful language in the world, and that vibrant language is our basis for thinking in big ways, new ways, efficient ways, and better ways. Americans have freedom of speech. The pairing of our colorful language and freedom of speech has made us the people and the nation that we are today. Imagine what it would be like not having the freedom to speak our minds, communicate our thoughts and ideas, and hear those from others. Americans have a passion for and yearn for the truth. There are those who want to destroy our freedom and right to hear the truth. The truth is under attack. GCN is under attack. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to free speech. Would you like to join us? Please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. Please help us bring you the truth 24 hours per day. I'm Vincent Finelli.